Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
720 WGN. I love this song. I think I'm probably the only one on the show, possibly the only person at WGN, maybe in the entire audience listening, the only person that likes to see the fishing report on the Chicago Sun-Times. And I found this guy, Quinn Wunar. Is Wunar how you pronounce your last name, Quinn?
That would be correct, Lisa.
Hey, first of all, your Twitter bio cracks me up because it says Crane Kenny and Tom Ricketts murdered my fish, Kyle Farnsworth. We'll get to that in a second. But were you out fishing
Absolutely.
The lakefront today?
You know, I was. I was out scoping some really dirty water out there. The winds circling around the past couple of days haven't been kind to us fishermen.
So this is something you do on a weekly basis or more often than that?
You know, it's more so when my wife lets me go after everything's done around the house and I can sneak away. So, you know, it's a fine juggling act.
Quinn caught my eye because the headline on the Sun-Times says rare double-striped steelhead caught on the Chicago lakefront. That thing is a beauty, and you must have taken the picture immediately because the colors are vibrant.
Yeah, you know, Lisa, it was definitely a rare catch, and I love Dale's writing so much. I've been reading it since I was a kid. The big thing was it's a rare fish to land. It was so big. Usually they get the double stripe when they get to that size. And on the Chicago lakefront, not only to hook one up, but to actually catch and land a steelhead from shore is actually very, very difficult. So I think that's where the rareness comes into play.
And you said you could look down. The water was clear for 20 feet, so you saw when it hit?
It was. Just 4 days ago, the water, you know, we had the ice out. With that cold weather that we had last month, the ice receded, and the water was super clear. I was literally spot fishing salmon for the last week.
Wow. And Wunar caught what is identified as his favorite fish so far. Is this fish worth money?
You know, if it is, I let it go back in the water, so another lucky angler might actually hook up and might be able to answer that money question. No, I don't think it is. I think it was more, you can't put the dollar on the experience.
Okay. Give us tips. If there are aspiring fishermen out there, people who want to fish this time of year when there's no ice, I mean, I'd love to be ice fishing. That's
sure.
Just not an option. What does it take to catch land a fish like this on the Chicago lakefront?
A lot of patience and, willing to walk, being able to walk, get away from other fishermen, but also to sort of get to the places where you know, based off of many different factors, wind, water clarity, air temperature, water temperature, put yourself in the best position to catch whatever fish you're going for. So, you know, do a lot of research, research the fish you're targeting and know the time of year and try to work in all those different factors so you can dial in a bite. That's the best tip I can give anyone.
And Quinn, do you eat anything you catch in or around Chicago?
You know, I do. Coho salmon are some of my favorite to harvest from the lake. Steelhead, like the one I caught, actually are great table fare. The one I had caught is just, it was such a beautiful fish. It was better to get it back in the water and maybe take something smaller, yeah. You know, if I get the opportunity to actually harvest.
And you got that one at Burnham Harbor?
Yeah, right behind Soldier Field. So many people are saying, actually, that my performance was better than anything done at Soldier Field this year.
It probably was. And I see in the picture we're talking to Quinn Wunar about his big fish that he landed by Soldier Field. Obviously a Bears fan and a sports fan because you're wearing the gear while you're out there fishing in this kind of weather.
Yep, that's true. You know, it's always the White Sox hat or, you know, some Bears gear. You know, when the weather's cold, when it's bear weather, right?
Yeah. What about the White Sox tapping into a 16 and 17-year-old? What did you think about that?
You know, I thought it was great. You know, anytime you're able to get younger folks into the game, I think more eyeballs on the sport. That's how they're going to get more people at the cell, right?
Okay, Quinn, now tell me, what does your, and I hope this isn't like nasty or not appropriate for the air in any way, but what does your Twitter bio mean by Crane Kenny and Tom Ricketts murdered my fish, Kyle Farnsworth?
Well, I had a betta fish. His name was Kyle Farnsworth. He was a fiery little guy, red and blue, just, you know, reminded me of the player so much. Now, I used to be a huge Cubs fan, and I think if my fish, Kyle Farnsworth, could see the amount of money coming in into Wrigley Field from the surrounding areas and what they had done to the neighborhood to promise to put that money back into team payroll, that's honestly what wound up killing my fish. He was just so disgusted. They made Chris Bryant cry. They made Chris Bryant cry. That's all I can say. I mean, the tears of Chris Bryant, brought on by the Cubs ownership, killed my betta fish.
Well, I have found you to be a fun follow on Twitter. I am doing that right now. I appreciate you jumping on the show this afternoon. And I think that it's funny that as a kid, you were reading Dale Bowman's columns, and now you're a part of them.
Hey, Lisa, thanks for having me on, and Happy New Year.
Same to you. Go catch another big one. Mary's got to check on weather and traffic. Then we're going to come back and talk to the Commissioner of Chicago Streets and Sanitation. Speaking of the Cubs, Sammy Snosa is one of the names that made the top 50 list for naming snowplows in the city of Chicago. We'll see how all the fans feel about that. What's going on, Mayor?